Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Yandex has launched a new algorithm. Instagram follows in Facebook's footsteps with an e-commerce drive, and European marketing bounces back after the Brexit vote. Yandex has announced the launch of a new algorithm within its search engine, named Palik, after the Russian city of the same name. The new algorithm will improve the way that it deals with long-tail queries, which are more commonly seen in voice searches when several words or a full sentence are entered into the search box. Yandex has said that around 100 million queries each day are classified in this way, and the new algorithm will allow the company to see the connections between a query and a document even if they don't contain common words. The search engine company has also said that it will be using machine learning to improve the performance of the service, which will lead to some advancements in answering conversational-based queries in the future. Following efforts from its parent company, Facebook, to introduce e-commerce to social media, Instagram has now followed suit. The image-based platform will now allow retailers to show prices and product descriptions within an image's caption. The idea is currently only at the testing stage, where Instagram has started working on a small group of US retailers to try out the new feature. James Crawls from Instagram said that the new stance on e-commerce aimed to take users from the shop window to the cash register with missing steps in between. The platform is hoping to grow the impact of e-commerce within the service to one day allow users across the globe to see product prices and descriptions, request samples, and save items for purchase later. Instagram has said that the current iteration of the feature is in an early version, but that it hopes to become a place for businesses and brands to connect. The European marketing industry has bounced back from an uncertain few months following the Brexit vote in June. The Global Marketing Index, or GMI, revealed a global drop in marketing budgets, recording a worldwide score of 49.8 below the 50.0 no change level. However, after months of decline, Europe saw a rise of 1.5 points on the GMI in October compared to the previous month, reaching a score of 52.5 and showing an increase in regional budgets. This was somewhat of an anomaly when compared to other regions of the world, though, as marketing budgets fell in both the Americas and the Asia-Pacific region. This is the fourth month in a row that budgets have fallen in North America, which saw an index score of just 46.5 in October. Social media has become the major focus of product advertising, according to data released by advertising company Kenshu. The research shows that the spend on dynamic product ads is continuing to increase, nearly doubling since the end of 2015, as retailers push to promote items over social media apps, Facebook and Instagram. Added to this, the industry spend on social video ads has increased more than 150% since last year, making up over 22% of all social media ad spending. Meanwhile, Google has seen spending on its product listing ads shoot up as well, with an 87% increase in the same time period. This increase in spend on social media has contributed to higher levels of engagement on social advertising, with a 40% growth in clicks since Q4 2015. Kenshu said that this demonstrates social advertisers' growing confidence in the available advertising types, whilst increased click rates show that consumers are more willing to be engaged. And finally, Amazon plans to grow its presence even further across Southeast Asia. Whilst the company has recently invested highly in the Indian market and launched its Prime service in China, Southeast Asia is a region where the company doesn't currently offer any local services. However, it's been reported that this is due to change when Amazon launches some of its services in Singapore in early 2017. It's believed that the company is most likely to offer its Prime and Amazon Fresh services to begin with before expanding further, dependent on success. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.